Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. So yes, yours truly, the moron that you're looking at right now. If you're looking, you can see. I forgot to charge the headsets, and I got to wear these big earmuffs that I just broke. That's good too. Okay, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with me. So much appreciate your time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And truly being part of the conversation. And you want to be part of the conversation. You want to be part of the solution, okay? Otherwise, you're part of the problem. And I don't want to hear from you. I don't want you on with me. So anyway. Hey, San Francisco, here's a shock. They're in decline. Seriously. We need a newsflash for that? So police lieutenants say that it's the liberal. Now, think about this. The police lieutenants say it's the liberal prosecutors that are responsible for all this chaos in the streets, the things that are going wrong, the things that are happening there. You'd never hear that in most cases, you'd never hear that. Now, San Francisco Police Lieutenant Tracy McRae, she says the city's left-wing prosecutors are to blame for the rising crime and disorder in the city. You know, that crime has increased over 200%. And I was joking the other day, and I wasn't trying to be, you know, somebody got mad at me for putting a thought in someone's mind. I'm going, I didn't put a thought in anybody's mind. You'd have to be brain dead not to think about this yourself. But if you're not going to go to jail for stealing, like, under $950 a day, my God, you could live well. You know, just on a life of crime, for once. I mean, they used to throw you in jail for stealing something that was $20. Not that I'm okay with that either, but really? $900 worth of stuff, and you get a ticket. If you don't show, whatever. Now they make the decision whether they'll, you know, you'll get charged or not. And most of the time, they say no. They don't want to charge anybody. It's a lot of work. According to the FBI, San Francisco has the highest per capita rate of property crime among the 20 most populous cities in the United States. Violent crime in the city's mass transit system has more than doubled since 2014. Right? Now, most people realize that, and we'll do this story someday because we've touched on it over the last couple of years. Racism skyrocketed under President Obama or President Oblamo or ex-President Oblamo. According to a tracker published by the San Francisco Chronicle, an average of 66 smash-and-grab car thefts were reported each day in December. 66. Anybody home? Now, you have to think, not all of those are reported. It's like I was saying before. I love these people who say, you know, we have the highest crime rate or the highest gun violence rate in the world. That's because I'm sure everybody has the computer systems and the police departments and, you know, the Department of Justices in their countries that report this stuff the way we do. And I've said to you before, you know, a mass shooting for the FBI is three or more people. When you got two guys that rob a liquor store and the guy who owns the liquor store shoots back, that's a mass shooting. Do you understand that? That should even be counted. And those idiots that shoot themselves, those shouldn't be counted either. Those should be on the mental health rolls. How do you shoot yourself? If you're cleaning a gun and you haven't checked to see if there's a bullet in the chamber, you know what? You get what you deserve. Seriously. It's like getting on a freeway in California and putting a blindfold on. Why would you do that? Well, that's what happened to the criminals who expose themselves in a public park or smoke crack on a sidewalk. McRae said the violators would be issued a citation at most. I wonder if they wait for them to finish urinating before they do that. I've always been curious. And added that prosecutors have been creating a revolving door for drug dealers by refusing to prosecute them. It's the same problem they're having in Chicago right now. You know, they've had these hoodlums, yeah, you heard me, hoodlums, picked up, and they get picked up with a gun, and they'll tell you, they get in there, they get booked, and they're right out again. There's no time in prison. They move them right along. In San Francisco's Tenderloin neighborhood, that must be the steakhouse area, Tucker Carlson Tonight producers, they filmed a whole bunch of drug deals operating in broad daylight in a very busy upscale area. And the areas that they were roaming around in the apartments, the average apartment there is $4,000 a month. By the way, that's Trump's fault. Yeah, really, Gavin Newsom said it was Trump's fault because the economy was doing so well. And his buddies were getting a break. Now, funny thing about it is he's talking about the Silicon Valley buddies. Anybody know where Silicon Valley is? Anybody? California, right, yeah. So who do you think is getting the tax money for that? Right? I mean, seriously. So he can't call them his buddies. They're Newsom's buddies. They're the Democrat buddies. And I got to tell you something. If you own a tech company and you happen to listen to this show, first of all, I'm impressed. Secondly, what's wrong with you? These are the people that put all kinds of things in place to slow you down. Look, some of you guys who say you're okay with the EPA rules and all that, and you guys that are in tech here in California, we even have a stronger group called the AQMD, Air Quality Management District is what they're called. And they're tough. No question about it, they're tough. So you guys in the tech world will say, yeah, you appreciate them because they keep you in check. And why don't you hire somebody to keep you in check? If you think of the environment so important and so fragile, why don't you hire somebody to help keep your place clean, to make sure you're recycling water properly? Why do you wait on the government? You don't know? Are you that dull? You can't be. Most of you, multi-billion dollar companies. How dull can you be? Nobody wants to have somebody get HIV or hepatitis C, said Sandberg, but the unintended consequences in this insanity that happens to be going on is crazy. Well, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Retired Major General Paul Valley is going to join us. We're going to find out for real what's going on in Iran. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Joe Matthews, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, we're talking about Trump there, by the way. He's a real... What, bad mamma jamma? Don't even know what that means. Hopefully it's not a bad word. But anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love having this guy on, and I got to tell you something. You get it real. You get it straight up. We don't have to worry about trying to figure out what he says. It's real simple English. Retired General Paul Vallely joins me, as he does from time to time. He's got the real insight on what's going on in the Middle East. General, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you, Joe, as I witness a nice snowstorm up here in Montana.
That's right. You can have it. Not a problem. I mean, you know what? I'm going to catch crap for this, but we probably need a really good snowstorm in downtown San Francisco or downtown L.A. to help clean the streets,
You
know what I mean.
Yep. Yeah, I saw a video today of San Francisco. It's just horrible.
Oh, terrible. Terrible. And listen, they're talking about banning. I mean, it's really bad. It's so bad that they're talking about banning paper cups now because they're causing some kind of problem. I don't know what the problem is, but whatever. It's just amazing.
It's sad. It's very sad what's in L.A. and Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
Baltimore.
They were such pretty places.
It's a travesty. Something's got to be done, Joe.
Yep. There was such so listen,
people
I want
to stand up and make something change.
Well, you got to get the Dems out of control in Sacramento. And right now, even with the polls that I've seen, you're looking at quite some time before that happens because they're still blaming the Republicans, which is hilarious. They're blaming the Republicans for the woes of the state.
Up. You can protest. You can gather thousands of people. You can be a messiah.
Yep.
And pull all the people together and make it happen before the elections. You can't wait to the elections to solve things.
No, they're trying to do a recall now on Gavin Newsom. And it's really funny. What's happening is they're rejecting a good chunk of the signatures that are being gathered. And I said, you know, you guys are going to have to keep those. You're going to end up having to go to court over them. They're not checking those signatures. They're just blowing through them. You know?
Well, Joe, it's so serious that all of those bureaucratic, political things, regulations and all that, you've got to overcome that before it's too late.
Yep.
The system doesn't work anymore, which means the people, the country, you know, our Constitution for the people, by the people, that's what it's about. And if the people of California don't start standing up and even arresting some of these political types, for what they're doing to the environment and to the people, then, as I said, you can't just wait for elections anymore. This is a whole different world in 2020.
Oh, yeah, big time. And you know what? I don't know why people don't understand this. I'm starting to lose hope myself when you see what's going on in D.C. Why aren't some of these guys up on treason? You know, they've caught Kerry point blank. You know, talking to the Iranians and trying to teach them how to get around our system. Why isn't he in handcuffs? I don't understand.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, that's exactly right. And waiting for Durham and Barr to come out, we know there's going to be indictments, but we can't stop, or I shouldn't say we've got to press on with this thing because this is the future of America.
Yep.
And it's, again, we can't wait for elections. We can't wait for hopefully things are going to happen. You've got to stand tall right now, just like our forefathers had to do.
Yep.
They had to fight for this country. And we are in a civil war. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Listen, you know, you're hearing all these amateur Facebook warriors talk about what went down with the president and going into Iran or Iraq. And I said, look, first of all, this isn't something that somebody sits around at 2 o'clock and goes, oh, my God, you know what? I don't like what's going on. Let's go. It doesn't happen that fast. Some people come together. It may take a little bit of time. But, you know, it is planned out to a degree. How does a process like this go down? When you see what's happening at the embassy, how long does it take before action is actually happening? And what channels does it go through?
Well, the National Security Staff, working with our intelligence, primarily our military intelligence overseas, they have what they call a conflict ladder. And that's based on intelligence. And so when you're looking at a situation like this, our three command and control centers of intel are, one is inside the Green Zone, for example, in Baghdad. The other is at Balat Air Base, north of Baghdad. And the largest command and control center actually is in Kuwait. And then we have Central Command in Tampa, Florida, okay, that are looking at all the intelligence reports coming in. And so we've gathered so much intelligence on Soleimani over the years. And we've watched when he was up in Mosul. I knew he was up there working from my contacts that I had in that area. We knew he was traversing between Damascus and Tehran on a continual basis for the last 10 years. And so as he gathered enough funds, $60 billion that we gave him, over there, as you remember, Obama and the great Iran deal.
Oh, but it was their money. It was their money, though, General.
And, And so they were able to continue support. And the Iranians are very smart. They use proxies. Okay, they hire these Shiite militias. They pay them.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened in Baghdad last week, they got paid to storm that embassy that we have in Baghdad, okay, trying to create another situation like we had in 1979 in Tehran, where they captured all of the people there in,
right,
in the embassy and held them for a period of time. And thank goodness we had President Reagan come in and we put that to bed. But Soleimani's been around for years, and I've tracked him myself, and even in my jaunts into the Middle East, some six over the last 10 to 15 years, I became very familiar with Soleimani and what he was doing.
Wow.
And so he's not a politician. He is the second most powerful guy that was in the government, but he commanded all of the terrorist activities, fomenting terror throughout the Middle East, arming the Shiite militias, others with IEDs, with very sophisticated bombs that blew our troops up, and also got them into the Taliban against our troops in Afghanistan.
Wow.
And he's completely armed the Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. They have some 50,000 rockets there, all paid for by the Iranians. So this is a bad guy. He was a target, and he should have been a target because he's a threat not only to the Middle East but to the United States, and has been.
Yeah.
That's how you have to look at it.
All right. Well, we're going to dive into that a little bit more deeper after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go anywhere. Paul Vallely joins me, retired general, and he's got his finger on the pulse of what's happening in the Middle East. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Classified briefing on Capitol Hill Wednesday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the head of the CIA, all expected to brief members of the House and Senate on what top terrorist leader Soleimani was up to. President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo have said he was in the process of planning attacks on Americans, but specifics have not been released to the public. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Pelosi preparing a war powers resolution to limit the president's military actions regarding Iran. In other news, President Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he would be willing to testify if there is a Senate impeachment trial. Bolton saying in a statement, "I have concluded that if the Senate issues a subpoena for my testimony, I am prepared to testify." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. All the information on the show you can want is up there. If you don't want emails, you want a text alert that the show is starting, then simply text TRS to 77222. Let me just bring them on. I always enjoy my time with them. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his information. Always appreciate what he has for us. And, General, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, so we were talking about how this goes down, and I was talking to somebody today, and I said, look, the military doesn't sit around twiddling its thumbs, waiting for something to happen and come up with a plan. They pretty much have a plan for everything. And when this went down, all President Trump had to do was pick up the phone and say, get in there and save our people. That was it, right?
Well, it's all generated by real-world intelligence, what we call an actionable intelligence. And our command and control centers, our intel centers that I discussed earlier, are using our new sophisticated technology in communications, hacking into the computers, into telephones, as well as look down, see down from our satellites and then our overhead drones. And so once we pick up that there's a threat, and the threat emerged last week that Soleimani was around, and that he was organizing attacks against the U.S. Embassy and funding the Shiite militias in Baghdad and south of Baghdad. And the instructions were to go ahead and protest, attack the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. So we had that intelligence.
Wow.
And then they further tracked with the intelligence that Soleimani was going to come in and land at Baghdad International, and he was going to make his presence known there to create an insurrection, basically, of gigantic protest and attack military targets as well as our embassy within the Green Zone. So the president was briefed on that, and based on the threat level and the threat to Americans and not having to endure another Benghazi, for example, that he ordered the convoy, because when he landed, he went through Baghdad International. I think there were six vehicles there to meet him with guards and some of the other people that were accompanying Soleimani. So as they transited, heading towards the gate outside of Baghdad International, that's when the Reaper and some helicopters, as I understand it, went in. They took down the entire convoy. What do you think about that?
No, listen,
And it's well thought out.
Oh, yeah.
Well thought out. Well thought out by our special ops, our control centers, our military. They have that down to a science because we can hit any target, any time, 24 hours a day, anywhere in the world.
One of the first things you taught me, you think I don't listen sometimes, but one of the first things you taught me when you came on the show was you talked about these lily pad type of bases. You said,
right.
Joe, we don't need to be spending the money we're spending. We're not the army we were, you know, 50 or 60 years ago. We can get anywhere
right.
in the world within a few hours. And it made so much sense to me, and you were so right about it. And so when Benghazi happened, you know, and we were told that it would take them too long to get there, you were the first guy I thought of saying, no, that can't be true. There's no way we weren't ready
lies.
For this, you know? Nothing but lies.
We were ready.
So, obviously, Iran wants to be the power in Middle East. They want to be the guys, if you would, right? But, General, how do the people around them feel? Syria, the Saudis. Now, I know the Saudis and Iranians appear not to get along, but, you know, you never know what's going on with those people.
Well, here's what's happening. The United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia formed a coalition now against Iran. So a principal part of the play here and the intelligence that we get is complemented by Mossad and by Israeli intelligence as well as Saudi intelligence. So working together as a coalition, we pretty much know can pinpoint anything that goes down in the Middle East. And with that in mind, when you have that kind of a scenario, just like now, we're watching every movement that's going on inside and outside Iraq and Iran right now.
Right.
We're watching and we can pick up movements of convoys, helicopters, airplanes, ships, and so on. And so we're on guard right now, anticipating that there will be attacks. And hopefully we'll be able to pick them up sooner rather than later. But Israel has a plan, 2-3 phases to take down Iran. A lot of people don't know about that.
I do not doubt that at all, because you know that Iran is one of the biggest thorns in their side, and I'm sure they're all over it, and they know what these people are doing. But who of the two big powers there, who would really worry about Iran the most? Would it be Russia or China, and why?
Well, China, not so much. I mean, they're doing the Silk Route, you know, up through the Middle East. That's their whole thing in economics and expanding their influence of power. Iran's been a proxy state of Russia. Russia's basically provided them a lot of weapons, missiles. They've given them the basis to develop their nuclear development program. And so the Russians, you know, have been supportive of Assad in Damascus, and Iran has supported Assad. So the Russians and the Iranians have been working to support Assad, Syria, until they began there. Of course, when the revolution began, the protest in Syria in 2012, and that's when I went over, 2012 and 2013, and I went inside Syria. So I have a pretty good feel for that area. So it's a convoluted, it's very complex over there. But listen, you know, and I've got some intercepts from a gentleman in Italy today who follows the Middle East, and of course they're spreading the word that Trump shoots from the hip, and hey, he does not shoot from the hip. He is thoroughly strategically planning. He's getting options from his staff, from the national security, and from the military. And he doesn't make these decisions without a good basis. So I'm very confident we're in good hands, Joe.
Well, I love it. You know, Schumer said that he's a bumbler, right? Did you hear his speech? He's a bumbler.
Yeah.
And that he has taken the Middle East and our allies overseas, and now they all hate us, and he's totally ruined our... And I'm thinking to myself, my God, what are you smoking? Is the stuff you're smoking now worse than it was when Obama was president? I mean, talk about hate. They hated us when Obama was president. These guys are... go ahead.
Yeah, incredible. Well, no, I just wanted to bring up the Global Awards last night and Ricky Gervais when he made the statement that all you people out there, if you're not as well educated as Greta Thunberg in these matters. And it's very true. And what you just said about Schumer shows that Pelosi, they have no clue how to protect America. They really don't. And it's a shame. And many of our congressmen and senators are the same way. But, and thank God we've got a president that understands, and he's not a politician. He's going to do what's right for America first.
Okay, so look, you've got the inside track. There's a lot of people who will say, or a lot of rumors say, that he is not, that Trump is not well liked by the military people in D.C., and that they feel that he's a bit of a fool and what have you. What do you hear from your people about Trump and the way he handles himself?
Just the opposite.
Interesting.
They are so happy to have a commander, as opposed to a nun commander that we had with Obama and Clinton. Okay?
Yeah.
A decisive person. And if the generals and admirals are wrong, he's going to override them. And that's what he's done. Because we've had a lot of Obama hangovers and generals and admirals in the Defense Department that wanted to keep us in the Middle East forever, keep us in Afghanistan forever. And Trump has vowed we're not going to do that. But in transitioning from what's been laid before him and trying to extricate ourselves from the Middle East, it will happen. And I hope sooner rather than later, because most of those events in the Middle East right now have no impact on U.S. national security.
You know,
we're energy independent now, and we don't need a lot of what's happened. That's why hopefully after this, whatever's going to happen with Iran, we get the hell out of the Middle East, because I don't want to see another body bag coming back of an American soldier coming out of the Middle East.
I agree with you. They are always going to be at war with each other. If you believe in the Bible, you believe in God, from a biblical standpoint, they're always going to hate each other. This war is a spiritual slash. I don't even know how you want to lay it out. But listen, General, thanks for being with me. And hang through the commercial, because I want you to promote your organizations that you're working with for the people so they can go help you out. So hang out with me. Joe Messina, your host, is on the rail side. The General will be with me after the break. Got to hear what he's doing. And you got to learn how to get behind him. You got to learn how to support these organizations. We'll be right back.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
One thing you can say about the Italians, they have good music. They couldn't fight worth a damn, but they have good music. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And the general knows this. I love making fun of the Italians. My whole family's Italian, so I can get away with it. But I was joking, World War II, they couldn't wait for us to get there. So, you know, I mean, they look good, but they couldn't fight at all. So anyway, retired General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with us. General, again, thank you for being with me and you know, for what you do with your nonprofits. And let's talk about some of the things that you got going on, events people can help out with.
Well, we've launched our 2020 platform and program for Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. If you Google Stand Up America, you'll get a left-wing organization that was funded by Soros to counter our organization. We're Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. Our website is standupamericaus.org. And you can email us at standupamericausa1@gmail.com. We'd love to have you support us. We need donations to continue our work. And we'd ask all of you to help us out for 2020 because we have a lot of initiatives going to support the president and to support America because 2020 is the pivotal year.
Oh, I agree with you. You know, I've been telling people that if he doesn't get to Congress and he doesn't keep the Senate, you know what? He's going to be stifled. He's going to be doing this. He's going to be fighting impeachment for four more years, you know. You heard Representative Green. I mean, these guys scare me when they say stuff like, well, there's nothing in the Constitution that says how many times you can impeach a president. I think, well, you haven't even impeached him yet, but given that, seriously? How many times you can impeach? My God.
I think they're all becoming irrelevant, Joe, though. I think they're all becoming irrelevant as we proceed forward here.
I hope
American
you're right.
People are not dumb. They may be dumb in New York and some parts of California and some parts of Colorado and New Mexico, but for the most part, the American people, they understand what's going on.
You think a lot of these mainstream Democrats, I'm not talking about the, you know, far left sold out to the party, but you think some of the rank and file Democrats are looking and going, wait a minute, what are they doing? What is my party doing?
Yeah.
You know? I think some of them are.
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that may be happening. I don't know for sure, but I would think that's happening.
Listen, I knew some never-Trumpers. I mean, I'm right-wing never-Trumpers that said, hey, I couldn't stand the guy at first, but now I love him, and I'll vote for him, and I've got some Dem friends I've got voting for him, and even another Dem I know said, my God, after what he did last week to keep us safe, I'm going to vote for him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, I wish he would just stay on the positive stuff, General. I wish he would just tell people.
He does.
You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't stay on anything negative.
Well, no, I don't want to.
I don't.
Stay away from the other people. Stop talking about what, you know, crazy Warren and crazy. Just go forward. Tell people what you're doing. Let us take the fight up behind you. You know?
No, he does, but he's got to put them in their place because they're candidates.
Well, use a baseball bat. Don't use Twitter. That's where I come from.
His words are more important, you know, Pocahontas and Lazy Joe or Sleepy Joe. I mean, he
I
puts
love
them
those.
Aside just
I
like
love
you do
those.
With Jeb Bush, you know. So anyhow,
he took down seasoned politicians with two words. I thought it was great. It was just wonderful. Totally shook their world.
Yeah,
all right, General. Go enjoy the snow. We'll have you back on in a couple of weeks, get another update. And you know, God bless our guys fighting for us out there in the Middle East. God bless you, too.
Nobody. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Retired General, Major General Paul Valley. It's not that I don't care. I just keep getting all that stuff mixed up. But he's always been, man, he's been coming on the show off and on now for about 8 years. And he's always been on top of this. He's always been able to tell me what's going on ahead of time. And he's been right on. He hasn't missed yet. But there's no, you know, the guys that I love to have on, you guys already know this, I don't want any foo-foo. I don't want any sugarcoating. Just tell me what's happening, who's doing what, and how we help out. And I will put some of his links to his organizations up on the website because you really need to help out people. You know, that's the other thing, too. We don't do what the left does. We don't help step up and help out the way the left helps out their people because they believe, the difference is, being a Republican is not religious. It's not a religion. Your life doesn't depend on it. But on the left, the majority of them, that's a religion. It's an ideology. It is the way. It's the only way. Right? For righteousness. If you don't think like they do, if you're not willing to fight like they are, if you're not willing to get behind the things that they're willing to get behind, then you're wrong, and you deserve to be made fun of and thrown out of the party. We don't do that. And I'm not saying we should. Don't get me wrong. I like the fact that we have independent thought, and we can talk with each other. It doesn't matter. What I don't like, however, is when we start fighting each other from within. We start trying to take each other down from within. I'm talking about the conservatives. Yes, the conservatives, the conservative Christians, the right-wing conservative Christians, the right-wing conservatives, fighting from within. And it becomes a power trip. That's wrong. That's where we lose. Because all they have to do is do what we do. I sit back and watch sometimes. Let them eat each other up. It's great. But we'll lose every time. And this is too important of a year to lose. So, not that Trump has it in the bag. I never want to sound like that. But if you've got locals, you've got locals that are running for office, you better hold your feet to the fire, and not after the fact. You need to find out what their character's like, what they're doing ahead of time, on the front end. But that simple. Because once they get in, they're in. You see what happens. It's almost impossible. It takes almost, truly almost takes an act of God to get them back out again. A Boston College law professor wrote an op-ed about the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Now, once you say he's a Boston College professor, it's over. You should hear a flushing sound at that point. You know, he says that the Kentucky Republican is on the verge of violating his constitutional oath when it comes to President Donald Trump's pending Senate impeachment trial. Professor Kent Greenfield, who's originally from Kentucky and clerked for former U.S. Supreme Court Justice David Souter, he wrote that McConnell's about to breach two of his oaths, while Trump will be on trial in the Senate for breaching his presidential oath. Now, what's really funny is they call it practicing law for a reason, apparently. Because, you know, you keep practicing, if you get it right, this guy's going to be practicing for a long time, guaranteed. But the reasoning behind this is that, you think about it, they had four lawyers come up to the into the congressional hearings. Three of them, actually all four of them, said there wasn't any impeachable offenses. Three of them said that that he should be impeached. In essence, what they said was he should be impeached for non-impeachable offenses. Made no sense to me either. Don't feel bad. The one said there's no impeachable offenses here, but he has done things you could and should impeach him for. So you had four lawyers say, there's nothing here. You can't impeach him for this stuff, although you should. Makes no sense to me. Greenfield started the op-ed published by the Louisville Courier Journal with, hey, we Kentuckians know that our word is our bond. Well, you're not really a Kentuckian anymore, buddy, especially when you live in Boston. Boston and Kentucky, you might as well be from Mars and Pluto. Is Pluto a planet yet again? Oh, no. They threw it out. It's still out? Whatever. Oaths are the most solemn of promises, and their breach results in serious reputational and sometimes legal consequences. Greenfield outlined the three oaths he said that Trump and McConnell broke. He first stated that the faithfulness is the core of the presidential oath, writing, this promise mirrors the responsibility mentioned later in Article 2, that the president shall take care of the laws, be faithful, and make sure they're faithfully executed. Why don't you hold Schumer and Pelosi to that? See, laws don't apply to the Dems, especially the legislature. Nothing. They make them up as they go, and they become gospel truth just because they said so. And it doesn't work for me, and it shouldn't work for them either. But you notice how I said that? We let them get away with that. Why do you do that? Why aren't you calling them out? When your friends say that Trump should be impeached, say why? Tell me what law. Cite the law that he broke to be impeached. You can't do it because he didn't break any law. Even the attorneys on their side of the aisle say he didn't break the law. Those constitutional sins, of course, are exactly the basis of the House's vote to impeach President Trump. Well, if they got it, if they're sure he broke it, if they've nailed him, send it to the Senate. See, the Senate's got nothing to vote on, so McConnell's not breaking his constitutional oath. He's got nothing there. If I drank, I'd go drinking. I don't drink, though. So I don't know what else I'm going to do. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You might need it. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Next hour, we're going to talk about, we're going to look at life. We're going to look at laws. We're going to look at the government from a millennial point of view. Yeah. Just have some booze with you, just in case. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.